As I mentioned yesterday, we start today what's called the missionary discourse. And it's every bit as important and every bit a collection of things that Jesus instructed his disciples as the Sermon on the Mount, which is the first discourse. There's five discourses in Matthew. Probably to model himself on the five books of the law. So we have here, he summoned the 12. And he calls them disciples. Then when he sends them out, he calls them apostles. Well, a disciple is a learner, an apostle is somebody sent. And so, first they're learners, then they're sent. So the 12 disciples. And he gave them all authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. Now, the revival of this dimension of the apostolic mission is what we see in the charismatic renewal. People get healed, sometimes by hundreds. I've told you stories of things that I've been involved in myself. Then the names of the 12 sent out are these. And we have this list. The lists, by the way, are not always exactly the same in the Gospels. So you say, oh my gosh, they're not the same. They made a mistake. This is meant to help us realize that we go to this text like a mathematics textbook. There's something, you know, the whole concept of language, how am I going to get into it this morning, that we bring to the text is mistaken. So, not that these didn't happen, but it's another issue. Now, he sent out these 12, that's the third name, disciples, apostles, 12. After instructing them, do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Are we still supposed to do that? If not, then why is it here? Why is it here? At the end of the gospel, Jesus is going to say, go out and preach the gospel to all the nations. And make them disciples. Baptizing them. Not just talking to them. They're sacraments. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So why is this here? Why? One level is to show us the way of Jesus' ministry. You know, when pagans came to him, he said the same. Remember the lady up in by Lebanon there? Canaanite lady who said, come heal my daughter. And he said, look, I'm only sent to the house of Israel. And she insisted, and he said finally, look, I can't take, it's not right to take the bread of children and throw it to the dogs, remember? He gave her a tough time. But then he said, oh woman, great is your faith. And he said to the about the centurion, he turned around and said to those following him, I haven't found faith like this in Israel. So what's going on here? These are the kind of questions that ought to keep you awake at night. You know, this is important. This is the Son of God talking to us. Why did he say this? Well, let's try just a couple of ideas. One, I've already mentioned. Care for Israel should be first in our heart all the time. They're in a special way God's people. Care for them. Worry about them. Love them enough that they can really hear and see the gospel. That's very important. This is the whole discourse of Romans 9, 10, and 11. The world is still in a paroxysm ever since the Jews returned to Israel. The nugget of the whole Islamic world is what? To destroy the Jews and the Crusaders, meaning the Christians. But it all began when the Jews went back to Israel. Pray for them. Care for them. That's surely one dimension. The second is perhaps to appreciate our Lord's own love for them. And that the mission given to him by the Father was first to fulfill all the promises that God had made to Israel and through Israel to the world. If you just look how many Psalms invite the whole world to come and praise God, invite the whole world to come. The Psalms are not narrow-minded, nor are so many of the prophecies. My house shall be a house of prayer. Can you finish it? For all the nations. And so, it's not that this is Judeo-centered. It's Judeo-origined. And that's another dimension of this. Now, it takes on a whole new coloration after the resurrection when Jesus says, now go out and preach to the whole world, to all the ethnic, to all the Gentiles. Go preach. Make disciples. Teach them. Teach them. And baptize them. It's a real challenge. Again, what I'm saying is, when these things come up, you've got to say to yourself, why did the Holy Spirit put this down here? Even if Jesus said it, not everything he said or did is in the Gospels. Why is this in here? When the man who wrote it knows darn well at the end of the Gospel, he's going to give us the other injunction of Jesus. What's going on? And then you pray and say, I've got to find this out. This is important.